لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Many respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. In this program, we talk about various surahs of Quran, their virtues, excellences, benefits and rewards, and specific verses of Quran also. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about Surah At-Takathur. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, an immense amount of knowledge we'll be sharing with you and you'll be learning. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed. As I'm presenting this program, I make this intention. I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. You're watching this program, you should make the intention that you will watch from start till end. It's just about 15 minutes or so, short and brief program. Ask your family members, children, to sit in front of TV screen and watch this program with focus, utmost concentration. And remember, the more intentions you can add, higher the reward you can attain. It is a saying of Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. Add as many good intentions as possible. As I earlier said, today we will be talking about Surah At-Takathur. Respected viewers, this surah, Surah At-Takathur, was revealed in Makkatul Mukarrama. It has one rukur and 8 verses. The reason of its name being Takathur is because the meaning of Takathur is being proud over excessive wealth, children or servants. In the start of the surah, this word is mentioned. That's why this surah is known as Surah At-Takathur. If we talk about the subject and the topics which have been discussed or mentioned in this very surah of Quran, Surah At-Takathur, we come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned the act which is performed, or those actions which are performed just to batter this world only. Those acts and those actions have been condemned. Whereas, and those who do not prepare for the betterment of their hereafter, they have also been warned. In the start of this surah, it is mentioned that people, they have been negligent of their hereafter because of the excessive greed of accumulating wealth of this dunya, wealth of this world, to the extent that death arrived and they died. So they remained negligent to that extent, even they died, and they had this hirs, they had this greed of accumulating more and more and more wealth. This is also mentioned in this very surah. And it is mentioned that those, they have hirs, they have greed to accumulate more and more wealth of this dunya, they will see its consequences at the time of their death. Had they known the consequences with certain knowledge, they would not have kept the love of this dunya and wealth in their heart. Respected viewers, the excessive love of this wealth, this dunya, is condemned. We should not have excessive love of this wealth and dunya. We should not remain negligent of the hereafter. This is what we learn. This benefit we derive from this beautiful surah, the message of the surah, Surah At-Takathur, it is telling us, don't remain negligent from the betterment of the hereafter. Do not increase love of this world. Do not increase love of this dunya, love of this wealth, this maal in your heart. Do not have greed to accumulate more and more and more. Unfortunately, this is our mindset. We want to accumulate more and more wealth. We've got one property, we want to buy two. We've got two properties, we want to buy three. One business, we want to establish two, three, four. These are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But having excessive love, having greed for wealth, that's not good. That is condemned. Excessive greed of just battering this dunya alone, just accumulating wealth alone, not thinking for the hereafter. So this is what is very much important to understand. Because respected viewers of Madani Channel, if we will be negligent, we will remain indulged in the love of this dunya, what would happen? A time will soon come when we will die. And you will remain empty-handed. You won't be able to send ahead something for the hereafter. You won't be able to send something ahead in shape of sadaqah, in shape of good deeds. This is the beautiful message what we learn from this very surah. Shaykh ji ko fikr thi ik ik ke das das kijiye, maut aa pahunchi ke sahib jaan wapas kijiye. We're after increasing our wealth, we're after accumulating more and more wealth, our bank balances. But a time will soon come when we'll die. Remember, kafan, shroud, does not have any pocket in it. We won't be able to take a single penny with us. Today, we preserve this maal, we do not pay zakah, we do not give sadaqah, we do not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remember, nothing will go with us. These bank balances will be left behind. This maal, this wealth, whatever we are accumulating and not spending when it is necessary to do, this will remain behind. In qabr, in our grave, we will not take a single penny with us. So today, we should spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we should think about the hereafter. Today, we need to prepare for the hereafter. We should not increase love of this dunya, wealth and maal in our heart. What a beautiful example ulama they have given. You know, there is a ship that sails in water. What happens? As long as water does not come inside that ship, ship sails. No matter how much water is around, in surrounding there is a big ocean, water, complete water is there in the surrounding of that ship. But ship sails, does not sink, isn't it? But if the same water, excessive, plenty, so much water around, it doesn't harm the ship. But if the same water comes inside the ship, what happens? Ship drowns, sinks. Likewise, ulama, they've given this beautiful example. No matter dunya is around you, in your surrounding, as long as it doesn't come in your heart, no matter how much wealth you have got, as long as you do not have the greed of this wealth, the love of this wealth is not in your heart, then it's fine. But if the love of this dunya, love of this wealth, this greed comes in your heart, then you will be drowned, you will be destroyed. Because this love of this dunya, love of this wealth, this greed of accumulating more and more will stop you from spending where it is necessary to do, will stop you from paying zakah, will stop you from paying the rights of those who are in need, will stop you to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will stop you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will stop you to prepare for the betterment of your hereafter, will stop you to prepare for the eternal abode. That's the reason it is condemned. That's why, if dunya is around you, this world is around you, let it be, it should not come in your heart. At the end, it is mentioned, those they have got greed of wealth, after dying, they will definitely see Jahannam, hellfire. And on the day of judgment, people will be asked about the blessings they were granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should pay shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, because we'll be asked about each and every blessing. We'll be questioned, we'll be asked on the day of judgment. The surah is reminding us, this is telling us to appreciate blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pay shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and use those blessings in a right manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us eyes we can see, ears we can hear, tongue we can talk, hands, legs we can walk, subhanallah, heart, liver, are parts of our own body parts, if you just think about them. How many, subhanAllah, great blessings we have been granted and awarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if tomorrow on the day of judgment we will be questioned, how did you use these blessings? Did you see what was not allowed to see? Did you hear what was not allowed to hear? Did you talk what was not allowed to talk? Today we backbite, slander, tell, abuse, say whatever we want, hurt others' feelings, don't bother? Don't you think we'll be questioned about this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the shape of tongue? Don't you think today we've watched films and dramas, movies and whatever we want, astaghfirullah, what is not allowed, we keep on watching? Don't bother. This is the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if on the day of judgment we asked about this ni'mah? What answer do we have? May Allah give me tawfiq to act upon, and to all of us. May Allah give us understanding what we learn from this beautiful surah of Quran, the message we act upon. Respected viewers of Madinah, this is what is explained. I've just given you the summary which is mentioned in Surah Al-Jinan, what is mentioned in this very surah. If we talk about the excellences, virtues of recitation of this blessed surah, Surah Al-Takathur, subhanallah, it is mentioned, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates, Rasul Akram, Nabi Muhtasham sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, doesn't anyone amongst you have the power and ability to recite 1,000 verses of Quran? Sahaba ikram, companions of Prophet alayhim ridwan, they said, Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, who has this much power and ability? Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, doesn't anyone amongst you have the ability and power to recite Al-Hakum al-Takathur? Meaning, if someone recites Surah al-Takathur, it is as if he has recited 1,000 verses of the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. What a great excellence and blessing this surah has. We just have to recite 8 ayahs of this surah, Surah al-Takathur, and reward is that you will be rewarded for reciting 1,000 verses of the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Make your mindset, make intention today, inshallah, you will learn it, memorize it. Or even if you cannot memorize, you will look at it, Quran, and you will recite, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, as many times as possible, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Make a routine to recite this blessed surah and attain immense, huge amount of reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me mention another beautiful hadith which mentions the excellence of this blessed surah of Quran, Surah al-Takathur. Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala and says, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, I am going to recite Surah al-Takathur, and whoever would cry after listening to this, Jannah is for him. Subhanallah. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam recited this surah. Some of the companions, alayhim ridwan, they started crying, but some couldn't cry. Those sahaba ikram, alayhim ridwan, they could not cry. They said to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we tried our best, but we were unable to cry. Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, I'm going to recite the surah again. The one who would cry, Jannah is for him, paradise is for him. And the one who is unable to cry, he should make his face like crying. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madinah Channel, this is the barakah, this is the blessing, this is the virtue, this is the excellence of the recitation of the surah. Subhanallah, glad tiding of Jannah is for those, Subhanallah, they recite Quran, they recite such surahs of Quran, Subhanallah. Definitely, Jannah is for the believers. And when you recite Quran, when you act upon Quran, when you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you believe upon the risala of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and subhanallah, subhanallah, you act upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah is pleased, Jannah is for us, insha'Allah, azza wa jalla. Respected viewers, let's now listen Surah al-Takathur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم.